Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Nixendo Kogyul Show. My name is Nixendo Kogyul's, the namesake for this here podcast. That was way too long for me for a break, but I had scheduling conflicts that prevented me from posting any episodes. On top of that, I have a bonus episode I'm posting tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific time on Wavelake, as per the usual. That's how I've always done it, though. That said, why don't I get into something I've been meaning to get into? That will be more software for local use. So assume you don't have to rely on a cloud service to scan everything. Now, keep in mind that this is all stuff for GNU Linux operating system, but Windows and Mac users can use the same software. Let me not waste any more time and get into it already. First things first, we need some way to jot down ideas to turn into reality. That's me pulling a Jack Spirko from episode 3668 of the Survival Podcast, which I will be linking below. Now, there are many methods to do this locally, but the most popular is a proprietary markdown editor called Obsidian. I've used it on and off to try to do TTRPG shenanigans, which I think I have another episode planned for that sometime soon, as I need to do a part 2 for TTRPGs. However, I think it'd be a good idea for me to explain what Obsidian is. This is a markdown editor that's extremely powerful, despite being proprietary. You know what isn't? The community plugins. For they are free software, as far as I'm aware. For this editor, you can literally do a lot locally. I wouldn't even bother getting an account with them to sync their computer, as cloud storage will get someone burned in the future, point blank. Sure, if it's encrypted and verified so, that's fine if it's done right. If you want to store your stuff locally, you should be okay. However, if you want encrypted cloud stuff but still use Google Drive or Dropbox for some stupid reason, use something like PicoCrypt or Cryptomator. Heck, even VeraCrypt would be a good option if you need an encrypted drive of some sort. These are some recommendations from a blogger, author, and privacy maxi who goes by the name Ghost. Back to Obsidian, though. If you have stuff on Google Drive, get all of your documents in text file form, and then delete that stuff off of Google Drive. No exceptions, for those will burn you big time if you keep it on Google. On top of that, you'll want to place those in a vault you created beforehand in Obsidian. With this method, do everything locally and back it up with proper encryption and the like. However, doing everything inside of Obsidian will make it to where you control your thoughts and you don't give Google or any other cloud service provider of the like your brain. And that's no good. Don't mind the bad Jaleel White Sonic impression that I did there. Yeah, I tried it, but I just got up not too long ago at the time of recording. That's why. Anyway, Obsidian out of the way. Your next step is getting out of cloud-based storage for sending files to somebody. I actually did this in the past, and it's still working for me quite well. I use something called Send, which is essentially a free software and a decentralized competitor to Wormhole, which is another fantastic service, but it only has one central server. In layman's terms, what you want to do is get a local file prepared, encrypt it using the above-mentioned encryption software. So that would be Veracrypt, PicoCrypt, or Cryptomator. Upload it to either Wormhole or Send, and then copy the disposable link to your client or collaborator. I will continue to do this so I can own the metadata and my collaborator can do the same. Moving on, however, let us get into local content creation. This is my realm, as I've been doing it like this for almost 4 years at this point in time. But I got my start on horrible cloud-based garbage roughly in 2017 or so. My, have I changed since. Now, I'll go deep into this one, especially since I'm the type of guy to do this in particular. Let us start with the OS. Linux only. No exceptions. Not Mac, not Windows. Only Linux. Windows and Mac have backdoors that you don't want. Linux could, but only if you use a really bad distribution that wants your data siphoned. I'm looking at you, Canonical. Don't try to do that stunt with Amazon again, alright? GNU Linux out of the way. Next, you need a Adobe Photoshop alternative for thumbnails. GIMP and potentially Inkscape could be good options. However, I just use GIMP for my thumbnails, and I do all right with how I make them. Oh wait, artwork. I just AI generated using a locally downloaded Stable Diffusion 1.5 model using Automatic 1111's web UI. And I'm experimenting with how to get a locally downloaded SDXL model working with Comfy UI, though I'm having a hard time learning Comfy. With GIMP out of the way, what about a screen recorder? That would be OBS or Simple Screen Recorder, depending on what you need at that time. Since I do face cam sometimes on Kokuels Nation and at Nixendoig on YouTube, I need OBS in order that I do a face cam. Yes, I have to use sunglasses because Google wants my eyes. And they ain't getting my eyes. They did this in the past, but not this time, you fools. After OBS, editing. Ditch Adobe garbage, including Premiere Pro. Use Kden Live with proxy videos enabled, so you don't have to do something horrible to your CPU or your motherboard. I do 1080p, as that's really all you need. You don't need 2K, you don't need 4K, 8K, really? Why would you want that? Plus, it's better for YouTube's servers that way. Some other options for video editing are the likes of Olive, or the proprietary junk called DaVinci Resolve. Despite it being proprietary garbage, I heard it was really good if someone needed it. I don't, as I like Kden Live, as is with version 24.12.2. As any other version right now really doesn't treat me that well. I'll try the newest version sometime and see how it treats me, as Kden Live can be buggy at times. Kden Live out of the way, we get into web browsing specifically for uploading onto YouTube. Firefox based, hardened Firefox, uBlock Origin with custom block lists and rules for YouTube annoyances, NoScript, sponsor block, and free software plugins for messing with YouTube features. No exceptions on this one for me. If you need a Chromium base, Brave, and the exact same plugins as with Firefox-based or similar browsers and plugins. No exceptions for that one either. Not Vivaldi, which I tried and found to be garbage. Not ungoogled Chromium. Not Opera. Not Chrome. None of that. Either Firefox-based or Brave. This is a quick edit. After I recorded the episode, I forgot to mention that you need different browsers for different purposes. And yes, compartmentalization is a requirement nowadays. You need to be able to separate your personal stuff, so chats and forums, go into one browser. Your banking needs to be on a different browser, and so on and so forth. I forgot to add that while editing. My apologies. Next, how you get engagement. Do not use Twitter. Do not use Blue Sky. I've considered starting a Mastodon for CISN and pointing people to that, but I'd have to find a good instance that will work with my needs. Pleroma and Miskey are also good, as they can communicate with Mastodon. This is part of ActivityPub. Oh, and those two are Mastodon forks. However, since Mastodon seems to be having some issues with some sidebar UI right now, that might be a little bit of a challenge for some, though I actually got used to it very quickly. If you're a VTuber, vt.social is the instance for you to head to. I know there are VTubers who use Blue Sky, but that's AI-moderated and centralized garbage. If you want decentralized, use a protocol that fully supports it. Next, how you get money for your work. Patreon is a no-go. Potentially Subscribestar is also another one I might not touch with a 10-foot pole. I'd have to find something for that. CoinDrop might be a good option. And I have that set up just in case I want to start accepting currencies that are not issued by a central bank. I'll leave it at that. Now comes gaming. That's simple for me. I just use Steam and GOG for my game library. There are also other games from outside of Steam, GOG, Itch, Epic, and the like, that I also play. Even free software games like Xenotic, Open Arena, Unvanquished, or even Sauerbraten, which is technically proprietary due to its assets. They are all good AFPS games I've played on Kokubel's Nation in the past, though mostly with computing comparisons. My now dead podcast for that channel. It's dead because I do this one now, and it's still going on strong despite being 17 episodes in, with a few bonuses on Wavelake. Oh, you want to do music production? There are several DAWs you can use for that, not to mention a plethora of free software plugins. I personally use Ardour as my DAW to do everything music and podcast related. I need to make another edit here, because for some reason, I was not telling entirely the truth about this one, because of a pipewire regression in Ardour leading to a null pointer when I placed down a silly MIDI region. Instead, I have to use a little something called Z-Rhythm or Z-Rhythm, and that is for my MIDI-based stuff. I'll still use Ardour for the podcast and other audio things, but that's about it. My apologies for the misinformation. There are also proprietary options like Mixbus, Reaper, Bitwig, and FL Studio, with Wine ASIO if you're into that. I really do not like FL Studio. Ardour, Radium, Rose Garden, Z-Rhythm, Q-Tractor, and LMMS are also good for their own purposes. They're free software, by the way, those ones I just mentioned. Again, Ardour is the king of them all for me, as it's a long-time DAW from the mid to late 90s. It's under GPL 2.0, which is fantastic for free software enthusiasts such as myself. Now, creative writing. LibreOffice Writer is a good idea if you write using Thomas Morosky's method. Morosky is an author and tech consultant who runs the YouTube channels Switched to Linux and Writing Done Right. He has a third one, but that old channel before Switched to Linux is not within the scope of this podcast. I've been using one of them that is in LibreOffice called Novel Writer, which is a free software markdown-style book writing software for fiction writers such as myself. I've experimented with it for quite a while, and I love the workflow that comes with it, point blank. An alternative to Novel Writer is called Manuscript, with a K, and that's for using the Snowflake method of writing, which I attempted. Yeah, I like to pants my novels, though the character notes and whatnot are cool, to say the least. I do a combo of both right now in one novel. I'll have to leave this here, as that's your local first structure for almost any sort of content creator such as myself. I've done this for almost 4 years at this point, and it's not too late to start, though you'll probably want to do something about your old accounts and strip everything from them first. That said, every episode releases every Wednesday, provided there are no scheduling conflicts, at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. You can listen to this podcast on Wavelake, YouTube, and any other podcast 2.0 player, such as Podverse, Fountain, My Recommendation, AntennaPod, and many more. You can also use and snatch the RSS feed located in the show notes YouTube side and listen to the podcast on a player that doesn't support Podcast 2.0. I do this on Anytime for iOS, and it works great for my needs. That said, I'm out of time for today's episode. Thank you, and good night.